Hey, we're Blender Style, and when our dime dancing is through, we run to you. Today, 1977's release, Asia by Steely Dan. Cheers, fellers.
Nice, cheers. Casey. Cheers, gentlemen. You were high.
So in 1977, Steely Dan set the bar once again for overproduction, but not sounding overproduced. So I kind of grew up with all this stuff and wanted to see where you guys were at with it.
Oh, really? So you've known about this the whole time?
My mom is a huge Steely Dan fan.
Really?
So Steely Dan was in constant rotation when we were kids. And I don't think I've ever listened to this whole album, like, all the way through.
Okay.
But once I listened to it, I think every song minus Home at Last, I knew off of here.
Okay, we'll get back to Home at Last, because okay. You and I were talking recently, and I think you said that's your favorite song on this one.
I think it is. And that might be why, because it's the only one that I haven't really heard a whole bunch.
Oh, I didn't know you were that familiar with it.
Oh, dude.
So if you Google, like, what's the best produced albums or best albums of
it's
all time,
always Steely Dan.
This album, it comes up on that list. And I've tried listening to it, and I'm like, oh, yacht rock. And I just kind of put it away. Like, I couldn't get past it.
And then I forced
so
it on you.
So you picked it. I was, like, kind of stoked. I was like, okay, I know it's good. I've heard it's good.
Now you have to actually drill
so now
into it.
And this is my first foray
into
the Steely Dan Asia. And I was pleasantly surprised.
I'm glad.
What's your initial impression of this, Nathan?
Well, I thought Steely Dan was the Steely Dan. I thought that it was just the name of the dude.
I think I thought that too. I just didn't care enough.
But what's crazy is until like I listened to this album, there's songs that from the earlier stuff from like I think the early 70s mm-hmm. that I know. Like they had some hits.
Yeah, they did.
They were for like sure. Some like rock band, you know. And then they, you know, this I've never, you know. But first listen, I have to admit, I did not like it, you know.
Okay.
No.
Yacht rock.
Yeah, it's the easy man's life. It's the easy music, you know? It's like, hey, you know.
We're on a cruise ship. Yeah.
I'm more like...
Shit's hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this was their, sixth album?
Really?
And they...
Yeah.
Supposedly what they decided to do was kind of shake up the way they did things. So up until this point, they had written all the songs and played them all themselves, pretty much. And this time they decided to bring in studio musicians... to kind of play. And
there's six drummers on this.
40 different musicians are featured on this album.
Yeah, it's crazy looking at the personnel on this.
And in 2010, it was recognized by the Library of Congress as a culturally historically significant album and placed in the archives.
That's more valid than the Grammys, which fucking 100%. Sucks and doesn't know shit about metal and
on
gets
a side
it wrong
note,
every...
They won a Grammy for this. No, I don't know if they did.
They probably did, and it probably makes sense, and it's well-deserved.
It's the only time the Grammys got something right, if they did win.
This is weird, like, jazz rock or yacht rock or prog pop, like...
This is it's a weird thing because it's kind of a fusion between jazz, prog, pop...
Disco.
Disco. There's a
like
little
Michael
bit of
Michael McDonald's
everything.
On it. Yeah. To, like, kind of explain what's going on here, but it's like... It's kind of technical in some ways.
So technical. And the layouts and the song structures are just, they're kind of all over the place.
It definitely hooks, like they repeat parts, but it's not like repetitive.
And they put the right emphasis on the right syllable.
The right emphasis on the right syllable.
So in the record, if you open it up, it talks about this guy that's like pretty much like a magazine dude. That goes in secretly pretty much and while they're recording this and like the
because you got the record for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm
inside
jealous.
It like tells this, I mean, I just roughly, you know, read this, but there's a story behind this guy, like kind of getting infiltrated in while they're recording this. And, they kind of find out who he is. And then like, the whole attitude changes and everything.
So what's that artwork like when the cover? I mean,
the artwork's sick, right?
It's so sick.
It's kind of one of those iconic covers that you just, you know, as soon as you see it, what it is. And there's not a lot going on the cover.
Simplicity is sometimes the best.
It is, for sure.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah.
I would have to say, like, honestly, the musicianship on this is really good. The like the horns, the sax, the keyboards, I mean, like the drums even at times, like
dude, Steve Gadd on Asia, the solo he does on the drum solo. Fuck, dude. He was like one of like six guys that played on this, and he's just like, nah, I'm bringing it.
So I first listened to this, I was like kind of like, I mean, I've never heard of this really, you know, yacht music, but this totally
it's explains like having it, right? A sweater tied around your neck.
Yeah, like these guys are like playing and you're wearing like
pastel
like
colors, shorts.
Yeah, and like, but once you kind of get past that and you really listen to it, there's some like really cool, like.
It took me a little bit to get over it too.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get past the, did you like.
I got past it, but like, honestly, the vocals are not there for me.
Really?
Yeah, no. I think there's more samples and like things that you can cut from this of the musicianship that's really rad.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is like I hit my friend up and I was like, this could totally get chopped up and be like in a hip hop song and sampled, right? And he sends me an MF Doom song, which I was familiar with. And I didn't make the connection, and he sent it to me because he did. And I was like, that's so fucking rad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the musicianship, the drumming, like that's all cool. But like, dude, their vocals, like, God.
I see.
Halfway through this, I was like, these guys need to just shut the fuck
up. See, I think the vocals are one of the standouts on it. Love it. I love the fact
that. A standout part of it.
Oh, the whole album stands out. But I think.
Okay.
I think that.
Yeah, I don't want to come off hard. I don't mean
no, it. No, like I get what you're saying. But I think that for me, it's. This was produced in 1977 when they didn't have all these cool little techniques and stuff. And to be this well polished was kind of one of. That was like Steely Dan Singer's thing. Every album that they created up until I think it was Everything Must Go. Was known for its production value, and like it was a masterpiece. That's in production.
They
did. And,
yeah. Well, they also pulled the Dark Throne and didn't play live.
So
they stopped and they became literally just
is
like
that a, true? Really?
Yeah, yeah. They like became just like a studio band.
So they
like just kind of Dark Throne. They don't play live, right?
I think the reason they did it was because neither one of them were really wanting to be the forefront of a band. They made music because they liked to
make
music.
Anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Going back to like their production, which is something that like, if you Google this album or talk about production, this comes up. Like, mm-hmm. I guess they're like, you're saying they're known for high quality production. This sounds so fucking good, dude. The drums, especially on Asia. Cause I love that they have different drummers.
Yeah.
And the drum sound is consistent, but it is different sounding.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing. Like the fact that you can notice all these different, everything sounds good.
It's not overproduced at all.
No.
It sounds great on like my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Great headphones. You know, every medium I've listened to it on. And the drums, to believe it or not, remind me, like the tom sound reminds me of Sanguisugabog, Homicidal Ecstasy, that album they put out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's worth noting we're the only show that's talking about Steely Dan, Sanguisugabog, and Dark Throne, so subscribe if you think that's kind of rad.
The most important thing is that's you're the only person to pronounce the name properly so far.
I practice a lot. it's not easy, and it's a skill that one acquires after being pissed for a long time. I'm not a lyrics guy, but I found myself like singing along to all of this.
Yeah.
So it's super fucking memorable, dude.
It's memorable, but also like how they take a lot of stuff like tongue in cheek and kind of like really kind of there's a little bit of sarcasm in there.
Drink scotch whiskey.
Yeah. It's calling it out for what it
and
is.
Die behind the wheel.
And it sounds, I love that, dude. Don't they say they're like pretty like influenced by New York and LA and stuff like so. That?
It has
like,
that vibe, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I wore my Imperial Triumphant shirt. It's like champagne and getting fucked up and like wrecking your car.
There you go. Yeah.
Like all the same.
You know what I mean? It's definitely American Psycho.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And maybe that's where Nathan's coming off with the lyric or with the vocals too, because they're saying these kind of dark tongue in cheek things, but they're saying it in a happy way. We're just like, oh, that sounds like a great idea.
It's kind of yuppie in a way, right?
Yeah, for sure, dude. Like I said,
that's my only beef with it is kind of corny. If it was more serious and like darker or brooding, I'd like it more. But it doesn't bug me. Like it sounds like golf course music, I hate golf. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit.
But I would play golf to this.
But it's good. Like, it's the best yacht rock.
Do you think that's the vocals that make it that way, though? Like, if you literally just take the music of what they do, like you said, it's produced well. It sounds like live. It sounds like the drums are, like, amazing in this.
I know. I love the drums.
They fucking, like...
Fat drums, like the Tom sound.
Did it take them forever to get that drum sound, or were they just like
they were just high as all hell?
Just, you know, and they had to have tried so many different ways of recording it.
Yeah,
and they went
on coke.
Yeah, but the vocals, man, they kind of kill me. So it kind of brings my score down, but I give it a 3.6. This is great musicianship and stuff, but the vocals kind of kill me.
Wow. That's your like only beef with it?
Yeah, the vocals.
If it was instrumental, you think you'd dig it?
I think you'd probably even go to like a 4.0 if it was just instrumentals.
Okay.
Well,
maybe even a little bit more horns.
Yeah, yeah, the fill in, right? I give it a 4.1 out of 5.
Wow.
I was surprised with how much I like this, because when I first tried it, I was like, oh, what the fuck's this stuff? You know, because it is kind of like corny and like it's not like my like I can't relate to it, but it's fucking good, dude. Like a lot of the songs are great. It's totally worth a listen. For me, I had to listen to it like 3 times before I started getting into it, and then I have not stopped listening to it.
Okay.
My girlfriend's upset because we're singing the words. Like, you know what I mean? It's just bad.
That's awesome.
But good pick, Casey. I really, really wanted to get into this album. It did take me some time, and I think it's I think it's worth people's attention if you want to check it out.
Yeah, definitely a good pick. Like, because otherwise, I would have thought Steely Dan like looks like you.
Just one person, a wizard.
So I gave this a 5 out of 5.
Nice, dude.
Damn.
And I would say this probably isn't even my favorite Steely Dan album. That just goes to show. Really? I think I would honestly, other than Everything Must Go, I'd probably rate every one of their albums as a 5. They're just that good and that memorable to me. There's just always something. There's this hook that they throw out there in every one of their songs that draws you back in. Kind of like you said, it might not be your style of music, but the production value and the tongue-in-cheek humor and the lyrics and the real life like observations of how life works outside of through your rose tinted glasses. It's just fucking awesome. This is so cool. And the fact that this was produced as well as it was in 1977.
Yeah, dude, this is
with
like
none of these like auto tune, none of this stuff. And I don't even think this was in production hell, like some albums that are in there forever. I think this was their thing. They went out, they knew exactly what they wanted to do.
I'm sure we're not doing this album justice.
I'm 100% sure.
Like when we've done some like pretty important albums like Dark Side of the Moon, and you just can't, we're not going to cover it to that depth.
No, I'm we're sure not if you deep go diving
out,
this.
No, but I'm sure if you go out there, I think there's a whole like documentaries about this and stuff that's worth checking out, which I'll probably get into.
Yeah,
dude, killer album.
Yeah, like, damn, yeah, good pick for sure.
You think you underrated it, Nathan?
No,
you think?
But
you think
I want to go listen to some earlier stuff because I like today, like went back. I think and was it's like, oh my gosh, this is Steely Dan.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm
I started listening to more singles, and it's just like really good.
Yeah, I think like the older stuff I was more into. Maybe I don't know yet. I gotta go back.
I agree with you. Like, and that's why I'm saying like this isn't my favorite Steely Dan album. I feel like their earlier stuff to me, I like better.
I like that,
but I don't know that I've listened to an entire album. I mean, I know tons of Steely Dan songs. But I couldn't tell you what album they like. Honestly, except for Asia, I couldn't tell you what, if you gave me any of these tracks until we did this, what album they came off of, because I just,
that's
Steely Dan was always just in a rotation. Hey, we're Blender Style. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us what you think. Check out Steely Dan. It's a great listen. I mean, any of their albums, really. Let us know what you think. See you next week. Boy.
You were very high.